It's Amy Ray live here at WFUV, and a song that's part of the new solo album, Goodnight Tender, that is called More Pills.
Yeah, More Pills.
From Amy Ray. The brand new record is your fifth studio album.
Yeah.
You also have some live things in there as well.
There's a couple live ones, so it's seventh total.
What differentiates a song that you might write for a solo album as opposed to one that you would bring into an Indigo Girls session?
Usually Indigo stuff, I can hear Emily sort of in my head when I'm writing it, like the harmonies, and I probably write something that's got an intentional sort of space for her in it. She doesn't do that with me, I've heard her say. She just writes. But for me, I like to hear her in my head when I'm writing because it gives me a sort of a muse to kind of work to. And I like to hear, you know, I'll sometimes imagine what instrument she would play, and it just inspires me to finish the song, first of all, and to like to get to work. And then when I write solo stuff, it's more, I just know it's not a Indigo song because I can't really hear her in it, mm-hmm. you know, the same way.
And you're not consciously sitting down when you're writing, time to write solo songs. you know what I mean? It doesn't work like that, does it?
Not ideally, no. Ideally, it doesn't work like that unless I have like this, like where I've finished this project and I know the next thing I'm doing is an Indigo record. So I probably will focus my efforts in that direction. But typically, I'm just writing, you know, all the time. And it falls where it falls. And while I'm writing songs for Indigo Girls, you know, for our next project, I'll probably, yeah, there'll be some things that come out where I'm like, that's not going to fit into Indigo Girls, but I may not spend time on it. I may just put it down the way I have it and document it and then come back to it later and spend my energy towards the Indigo Girls songs.
Do you have a set way to write? Do you have a place that you go to, or equipment that you might use when you're writing a song, or could they come to you when you're in the back of the bus or...
I have like a discipline around writing, but it's not attached to any specific equipment. It's just more like my sort of ideal is to write 5 days a week, 2 or 3 hours a day, sometimes more if I have the time, wherever I am. So even on the road. And usually I either use my computer and use GarageBand, or I use my iPhone and voice memo, mm-hmm. or I take like this little DAT man that I've always written with. It's like a old dinosaur DAT player that I record to, and I just, it's like a security blanket. So I'll take it with me and record to that too sometimes.
It comes naturally for you, or are there days where nothing is coming to you?
It rarely comes naturally to me. I mean, really? I have to work pretty hard at it. I mean, things come naturally, but they don't make sense, or they're not good at first, you know? So I really spend a lot of time editing and honing, and I let everything just come out. Like I'll write down a lot of stuff in a lyric journal just when I don't have my guitar, when I'm just like on the bus or doing something. And then I'll use that and look through it and stuff and come up with ideas. But it's often just stream of consciousness, and I'm just taping a bunch of like nonsense. And then I listen back through the tapes and I document it all and like log it in and mm-hmm. say, okay, that was a good idea. That was a good idea. That sucked, you know.
Right.
Just
right.
go through it.
I find the process fascinating. I mean, I'm capable of rhyming glue and shoe, but
that's good.
When and I can walk and pat my but when you're having these ideas, how do you keep track of them all? You got some fragment of a lyric here or a piece of paper that might have a couple of chords written down there. How does it end up all kind of coming together into a finished song?
I know Emily does it differently. She's a little bit more fluid than I am, and probably more organic in some ways. I'm a little bit more OCD, and so I really like keep notes on everything. So if I find a snippet that I like, I mark it with a post-it note and say, okay, this could work with this song. Or I go to the, you know, reference number of the seconds on the DAT player that it's, you know, at 2:12, there was a good melody line that might fit
that's
here.
That's how
I would have to do
it. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, sometimes I will talk to an artist who will be, well, I recorded this on cassette about 15 years ago, and then I had this thought. So wait a minute, it's time out. How did you know where the tape was 15 years later? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Well, sometimes if something's really good, you remember it.
Right.
You know. But
can you play another song for us?
Sure. I wrote this song, and I didn't even write it on acoustic guitar. I wrote it on this really cool hollow body guitar I have with like an echo pedal, you know. And then went in the studio and recorded it with Brad and Phil Cook from Megaphon and Justin Vernon from Bon Iver, and they sang vocals and played all these crazy instruments, and And then it was mixed by Trina Shoemaker. So it's got like this great like sound. And then when I play it acoustically, I'm like, whatever. But I feel like playing it, so I'm going to, with that fine introduction, I'm going to play it. But I wrote this song sort of after a party that I went to. And I don't know why it came out, but it was just about like watching life go by and just that yearning you have for like the simplicity of things. It's called Oyster and Pearl.